Hey everybody, it's Dan Lasso speaking, and in this video I want to talk to you about how to use micro pieces of time to get a whole load of stuff done. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I want to talk about micro pieces of time. So what is a micro piece of time? It's a term I've literally just made up before I press record, and I was thinking about how I try and be as efficient as I can with whatever task I'm doing or whatever jobs I've got to get done. And so there's a couple of ways in which I do that. So for example, one of them I'm doing right now, I'm filming while I'm driving, and I get that some people don't like that, but it's all right for Jeremy Clarkson, so it's all right for me. So this is utilising a micro piece of time. I'm on my way somewhere, I've got nothing else to do, my eyes are on the road, perfectly safe, I might as well record a video. At the same time, that can get created into a podcast, it helps create more content, it adds more value, and so on. One of the things I used to do all the time, I used to be a sales rep for Dell, large corporate executive or something, I don't know what it was. 15 years ago, 18 years ago, gosh, is what it was. So I don't know what it was. Anyway, I would block all my calls for when I was in the car, because I was hands-free, I had a headset on, looked like Alan Partridge. Your lights are on! if you've seen that film, Anyway, so headset on, and I would literally, and in those days we had the, you know, the touch phones, we'd have a phone holder, you'd press call, you'd call the person, and I would get an awful lot of calls done in that way. And it was brilliant, because instead of being sat at a desk, when I'm sat at a desk I should be typing on a computer, it enabled me to actually make all my phone calls on the road rather than making them at the at a desk. And so I managed to get more stuff done in the same time allocation as the other guys that were sat on their phones, feet on a desk, making their phone calls. And it's about utilising those micro pieces of time. What else can you do? Where else are you going? And I know everybody does this, but let's talk about it. When you're sat on the pot, people are using their micro pieces of time in that particular thing. And I wouldn't really recommend that. You know, if you look at the particles that are flying through the air, it's not the best idea for you to do that. So I wouldn't recommend that one. But if you stood in a queue somewhere, you should be doing something that's beneficial. And you go, oh, I'm going to save myself 30 seconds. What difference does that make? Well, let's say you do that every single day, right? 365 days in a year. So that's what, 180 minutes? About 180 minutes. That's 3 hours a year. 3 hours of content. Let's talk about that. You know, 180 minutes divided by that by, say, let's do it divided by 60. Assume 60 weeks. I know it's not 32, but it's easier maths. So that's 3 minutes per video. You can now create one small video per week out of that time that you've saved. Literally 30 seconds a day doesn't seem like a lot, but now you're creating one small micro video every single week. That keeps you in front of your clients, makes a difference. I mean, it's not just 30 seconds a day though, is it? It's lots and lots of opportunities. So my videos last from between 5 minutes long and 10 minutes long. And if I'm spending time away from here filming those, and I'm doing 2 videos a day, 20 minutes a day, or 15 to 20 minutes a day, now let's times that by 365, I can't even do the maths, 700 minutes, we're talking 12 or 13 hours a year. It makes a massive difference just for videos. Forget about everything else that I'm doing. So micro time slots is going to be the way forward. And getting really ultra efficient. And the way to get really ultra efficient is by planning. And people go, well, I don't have time to plan. I just have to spend all day planning and no time doing. Well, if you planned, you could plan the micro time. You'd actually end up with more time available to do the doing. But most people don't plan, and most people don't have a clue what they're supposed to be doing. So micro planning is definitely going to be a way, sorry, micro time is definitely a way for you to free up a little bit more time, a little bit more planning. The other thing that I do, of course, is because I've got a team of staff, I just handed one of our team members a task to do, which was to come up with topics relevant to property, marketing, and mindset that I can then quickly screen down, pull out the list of topics that I then, you know, that float my boat, delete the others, and then I've got instant topics ready to go live about. So that's some of the pre-planning. But I actually get someone else to do some of that. Now, they can't come up with the topics for me. They have to come up with, say, 100 different topics, and I'll go through that list, and I might pull out maybe 20 or 30 different topics on that. Well, that's perfect. If I'm doing one podcast show per week, that's 20 or 30 weeks worth of content that I've now got lined up, ready to go out. And so some of this micro time saving that you can utilize is by working on your team and asking them to do it. I'm sure you've heard the saying, if you want something done, give it to a busy person, because they'll find a way of making that happen. And I agree with that. That's exactly what I did. Anyway, I hope that's useful for you. We will catch up with you on the next video. And let me know if that's of any use. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.